It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Picks. The Pittsburgh Indie Comics Expo takes place this weekend. It's tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on the South Side. The event is a way to nurture and encourage the city's booming comic scene. Joining us with a preview of this weekend's festivities are Jim Rugg. He is a local indie cartoonist. Jim, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul.
Also with us is Bill Boyshell, who owns the Copacetic Comics Company in Polish Hill. Bill, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Yeah, thank you.
How would you define indie comics, Bill or Jim? Let's go with Bill here.
Okay, well, indie comics, the key thing that we're focusing on at PIX, the one phrase that would define it most of all is creator-owned. Independent comics, the artwork, the ideas, the concepts, everything is owned by the creator and not by a giant corporation like Marvel or DC, which are owned respectively by Disney and Time Warner, the two largest media conglomerates. So they're sort of all mainstream comics that you see are work for hire. People are just paid, but they don't own anything. They don't
kinda
have the final say.
Kind of like the kids who wrote Superman.
Yeah, and then they didn't get anything. Well, they got something. But that's a long story. But in any event, we focus on where people have control over their own work. They get to do what they want, and they own it. And if it's a success, they benefit from it, and they don't have to have editorial interference telling them, what's good and what's not. And so that's what we focus on. That's the true meaning of independent.
What is different about the comics found at PIX versus the comics you would find anywhere else, like your local comic shop or bookstore, in terms of the content?
The biggest difference is diversity. There's no one umbrella or genre that you're going to find that unifies these creator-owned indie comics. Unlike at a traditional comic book store, you'd see a lot of superhero comics and a lot of narrowly defined genre comics. And with indie comics, you may find autobiographical work, historical work. You know, it's very reflective of a diverse population that's creating the work.
But Jim, are the people who come in and buy these, or to whom you wish to sell these, are they going to dig them as much as Batman or Spider-Man?
I think you can find something for anyone at a show like this.
Well, the key thing is also to say there's only a narrow market that really wants to, if it's a segment of the United States population that really wants to read Batman and Superman comics, there's people who do are really, really into it. But then the comics that are independently done can be of any sort. You can have cooking comics, sports comics. You can have, memoirs. You can have history, science fiction, anything, literature, artistic. You can reach as much a variety of material as people who go to Barnes & Noble bookstore. It's just it's in comics form rather than just simply written text. So there's actually potentially a much larger audience for independent comics than traditional superhero comics.
So what's happening with indie comics in Pittsburgh? And does Pittsburgh have a big independent comic book community, Jim?
Yeah, it has a very I wouldn't say it's a large population of cartoonists, but a very strong population of cartoonists. And part of that is, I think, the community itself, both in comics and in the arts community, the wider arts community, offer a lot of support to cartoonists and to people making art. And there's overlap between art and indie comics. The low cost of living, the art resources. I think Pittsburgh is just a good place for cartoonists to live. And the result is you have a strong population of cartoonists now living here.
So indie cartoonists are making a living, creating comics, living in Pittsburgh and doing their work. Are they thriving?
There's some people who are, Ed Piskor obviously comes to mind, whose latest work, Hip Hop Family Tree, has been wildly successful. And so he is making a living doing the one comic that he really wants to do. Jim, of course, is a professional. Frank Santoro, who's also here, makes their living entirely on comics. But they also involve teaching component. Comics are now, entering into the, more accepted field of endeavor as a career, where it's no longer think like, what do you mean you're drawing comics for a living? That's crazy. But it's becoming more and more an actual possibility and viable. And so people like Jim and Frank, who are very expert and knowledgeable, are being called upon to impart their knowledge in a professional academic setting, which is remunerative.
And Jim, tell us what you're working on.
I'm actually putting together a collection of some of my earlier comics called Street Angel, which will be published in a 10th anniversary hardcover edition later this year.
Street Angel.
Street Angel. It's about a homeless teenage girl who lives on the mean streets of an imaginary city and fights ninja gangs and mad scientists and typical superhero comic book fare. The unusual element is that she's a young girl as opposed to Peter Parker or Superman.
Which is interesting because, you know, when I was when a lot of us were growing up, the boys read the comics. The girls weren't as into them. But there's an audience among young women for this kind of thing, isn't there?
Absolutely. I think more women are making comics now than have
What about a bill?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely true. That's a huge trend, again, because it's opened up outside of this traditional superhero genre, which was certainly primarily masculine. I mean, a big, you know, Trina Robbins was just speaking last night, and she'll be a guest at PIX, and she's someone who published the very first all-women feminist comic book anthology in 1970 called It Ain't Me, Babe, and she's, you know, an exception because she's been a woman making comics for 40-some years now, but there's more, but she spoke and said in her experience, and she should know, that there are more women making comics now than at any time in history. And if anyone would be able to knowledgeably make that statement, it would be her.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Pittsburgh has a strong representation of women cartoonists as well. Lizzie Solomon is a CMU grad who makes great comics. Caitlin Boyle, Jessica Heberle. So it's reflective of the local scene as well.
Yeah, about a third of the exhibitors at PIX will be women.
And this is open to the public tomorrow?
It's open to the public tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. will be the exhibition hall where there will be about 60 cartoonists exhibiting their work, mostly from the Pittsburgh and the tri-state area, but people from far away as California, Vermont, New York, New Jersey. And then there'll be a two-hour dinner break between 5 and 7 while we change over the room. And then from 7 to 11 will be programming.
Great. That's tomorrow on the South Side, the Pittsburgh Indie Comics Expo. We've been talking to Bill Boyshell, who you just heard, and Jim Rugg, a local indie cartoonist. And again, Bill owns the Copacetic Comics Company in Polish Hill. Gentlemen, thank you for being here. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you for listening. Tune in Monday for our broadcast of our special forum on the future of education. Until then, so long for now.